Hi, Maria. How are you?
Hi, Justin. I'm good. How are you?
Welcome to the Footy Museum.
Oh, thank you.
And the Footy Museum podcast, where you, Maria Van Dyken-Lee, our co-director, along with myself, Justin Peter Witte Esquire. So, a lot going on. We are in the second week of MLS. The Manchester Derby was today. MLS was reluctantly, partially forced to participate in this year's U.S. Open Cup by only sending the top eight teams that aren't in CONCACAF Champions League, therefore not stressing teams like Miami, who are playing for a potential to play in the Club World Cup, but not sending the lower teams who might accidentally lose and reveal maybe they're not that much better than USL, and simultaneously shutting out all those markets of those teams so there's less eyes watching. So they're really just trying to kill the whole thing again.
I say we start a campaign to like adopt a club.
We should.
Yeah, adopt a club campaign for the U.S. Open Cup.
Well, here's the, do we follow the Chicago Fire 2?
I think we can follow them plus adopt a club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Let's look at it.
Yeah.
Adopt a club. So we'll see how it plays out. I think it's unfortunate. And someone online was like, big deal. Just because something happened 110 years doesn't mean it should. Maybe they were being sarcastic, but it was like, what?
Ouch.
And but it's not just the history. It's like the callous way in which the system is being shut down. And MLS just says, we want to control all aspects of the sport in this country.
It's dangerous.
And it's just, it's counter to sport.
It is.
And I think when so many people are exhausted by the grind of uber capitalism, and they turn to something like sport, one of the few areas they have to feel some connection to something greater. And then in turn, when the purveyors of that sport are saying, nope, this is also uber capitalism and you don't matter. You're just a cog in our wheel.
Mm-hmm. I would also say putting the priorities of MLS above all other leagues and above U.S. soccer is short-sighted, because if we've learned anything, it's that leaks change and whoever's on top is not always necessarily going to be on top.
Wait, you don't mean the NASL isn't still the top league in the country, right?
NASL who?
NASL what? But here is the ultimate contradiction many fans have. I feel all those feelings true, but I also feel great joy and excitement to watch the Chicago Fire, which are an MLS team part of this.
It wasn't their decision. Yeah.
And speaking of that, they had the home opener. I was busy watching a Mean Girls production at a local high school, but you went. How was it?
It was so gruel.
What is gruel?
Is that not in the musical? This is for Mean Girls.
Fetch.
But yeah, so fetch. But gruel is a combination of great and cool.
Oh, does she say that? Okay.
Yeah. Did you miss that?
I totally caught that. Anyway, it was in the classroom when the girl meets the boy she likes. Yeah,
it was really fun. We had a good time. The Fire lost. There were some painful moments, but overall we had an excellent time.
The weather was nice. The crowd showed up. The team has not gelled and showed some of the issues of the past, where players just kind of let off at different moments, make poor decisions, sloppy passes or exchanges that shut down potential scoring opportunities. And then towards the end of the game, just tempers getting a little better of the players.
Yeah.
So lack of discipline. I would also say the coach, Frank Klopas, because of the injury to new signing Gutman at the first game against Philadelphia.
In the first minute.
He got nervous and kind of switched the formation to three in the back, and you had people, numerous players playing out of position. And I think that's kind of a move out of fear and not trust in the team. Yeah. And you got a sense that this is not the formation they practice all preseason together. You just didn't get that sense. There wasn't the same understanding between players. So we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Well, it's still early. Still trying to get a feel for each other. And let's not forget that Cincinnati was a semifinalist last year for the MLS Cup.
Yeah, but they lost so many players. And also in this, Matt Miazga was not supposed to play that game, but his suspension was reduced to two games from three, for raiding the referee's locker room in the playoffs. Perhaps because MLS is locking out the the pro referees, that they're like, you know what? We would have done the same thing. Ironically, one of the things the referees are holding out for is more security.
Which is important to prevent, Matt Miazga is going to keep Matt coming Miazga's into the dressing room.
Oh my gosh. Other MLS, there was the Snowball, RSL, LAFC. Games like that should just count for half points.
Hugo Lloris's face in all the photos was just like,
what
have I done?
Mon Dieu.
What is this existence? I thought I was going to play in the sunshine.
Luis Suarez woke up. He can't walk, but he can play soccer in MLS, apparently.
Pretty well, too.
They Miami destroyed Orlando 5-0. He should have been 6-0, except for a replacement ref's preemptive and poor offside call. Wait for the review, ref. Don't shut it down, you know?
He wanted to lay down the law. He heard what you said last week about how the VAR is making the calls now, and he didn't like that.
But there's a reason the VAR is making the calls.
Because the refs are making the calls.
And I think Luis Suarez was actually an inch from biting a piece of that man's ear off. That was rough. What else is going on?
He's done it before. He'll do it again.
What do we have? There's just so much. What's going on over in England? How are Leeds doing?
Oh, well, they had a little bit of a tie that broke their winning streak yesterday. So against Huddersfield Town, which it wasn't a great game. It was a little painful just because Huddersfield had 10 men. And I mean, at least it wasn't a loss, but they just couldn't make it happen.
You're so spoiled. So used to winning now.
So when you're used to being the best, to lose to a bottom half team or to tie to a bottom half team with 10 men is kind of embarrassing. But I will say they had their FA Cup game against Chelsea and they didn't look too painful. Like they were hanging in there and that really encouraged me, even though they lost.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think either team was really playing their typical starters. But it, to me, I was like, all I wanted was for it to not be embarrassing. And it wasn't. Like, they were strong. So
that's good. Speaking of hanging on, I really enjoy watching Luton Town this year. They just really fight every match. Like, they were down 2-0, I think, against Villa. And they brought it all the way back, drew 2-2, and then ended up losing. But that atmosphere, the buy-in from the players, they're really fun. And as the season kind of winds down in England and the top and bottom become a little more solidified, they're one I'm really enjoying watching. I'm not enjoying watching Everton, that was probably the most miserable game.
They forget how to play soccer.
Just pouring rain and just like they were hanging there and then it's like the air just got let out and they ended up losing.
Are you saying they deflated the ball?
Oh, just everything was deflated. That looked like the most miserable place on planet Earth. But we're here to talk about more U.S.-based soccer, and specifically more colorful shirts.
More colorful shirts with Brendan.
And that of the burgeoning, world-leading NWSL, which, for the first time ever, had refreshes to all teams in the league.
I like the approach.
Just do it all.
I'll say I like the approach.
No. Well, so here's what we're going to do. We're each going to quickly go through our thoughts and debate them. So Maria, you're going to go first.
Oh, okay, great.
And we're going to do broad categories again, right? Like generally good,
meh,
bad, and then any standout questions.
So. I really just did this by, if I was supporting a club and they came out with the kit, would I buy or consider buying it?
Fair enough.
That's how I broke up my categories. And like, it's all personal. It's all just feeling based. Mm-hmm.
And here they all are.
Here they all are.
Being modeled in what is a post-tornado goal, apparently.
Yeah, with like weird tarps behind. Not quite sure what the tarps are there for.
It's a FEMA tent after the hurricane threw the goal.
I have to say, well, one of my biggest issue with this is that I just don't like Nike kits. That's the biggest problem.
We'll get into that. There's a lack of imagination, and
they don't
detail.
They don't look luxe. They don't look expensive. And I don't like the cut. I don't like the cut of their woman's kit.
I don't like the cut of your jib, Nike.
No. And you got your jib hanging there behind this group of women. So here we go. Here's my good category.
Oh.
I've circled them here for us to see within the group.
Okay.
And like I said, these are the ones I would consider buying if my club came out with them. Here they are. Close up, we have on the left, Chicago Red Stars.
Yeah, fantastic.
And then San Diego. Then this one.
This one easily could be worse.
I didn't know where to put this. Yeah. And because I didn't know where to put it, I was like, you know what? I think that means I like it.
It stands out. It's the dimension on the peaches.
Like I should say that's Orlando.
Yes.
And then on the right, we have.
It's called the peach kit, right?
I think it's oranges. It's oranges.
Is it oranges?
Yeah. Oh. Because Florida. And then on the right, we have the rain, the Seattle rain, back at it.
Just so classy.
All right. And then here we have the meh. Like if my club came out with these, I would be like, I don't know. And it's the Utah Royals, Courage, Racing Louisville, Houston Dash, and KC. And then here I have my meh.
Yeah.
Nah.
Okay.
And it's Bay City. Is that what it's called now? Angel City, DC, Thorns, and Gotham.
Well, we're pretty aligned. I think for good, we had a lot of crossover.
Right.
I had the Red Stars,
the Wave. Three out of four.
Yeah, and then Orlando. And the same with the Orlando, like it's just weird enough.
It's so Florida. It looks like wallpaper, like a couch from the 80s.
And I think also in juxtaposition to the other. So, and then I added these as just honorable mentions.
Okay.
Clean. Yeah. So I had the alternative royal kit that you had. But just like crisp, clean, the rain, you know, they have a great crest, but that's also just a, you know, that's a tidy, it's a tidy, crisp kit. I think it could go with a lot of things, but not overly exciting.
I thought it was the most expensive looking out of all of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then a lot of agreement on the worst. My view on so many of these is like generic, bad geometric fabric that's on sale. And they're like, oh, we got a bunch of this athletic fabric at Joann. So we're going to make all the NWSL kits. Unsure. So New York, Kansas City, DC. And I would include Angel City and Bay City as well. Yeah. I like the Bay City crest, but just
not
kind of like
the kit though.
So
where was our disagreements?
So I think on the disagreements, not really on the likes. I think we're all in agreement because even the rain I included on my additional. So when we think about what we like about these, I agree. The rain one, it just seems classy. It seems high end.
And
I think gold always has that.
It's expensive, and for being a like monarch themed kit, I think it's good. And I think that I showed Jeremy this styling, and he was like, "Is that collar part of it?" And I was like, "No, but maybe it should be.
Maybe it should be." And that one will age well. You know what I mean?
Since they're back to their old branding, I think it was smart to keep it clean.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think the Orlando is just so different.
I think this is the one people will be talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like the Portland one from last year, which Portland didn't get anywhere near this year. San Diego, what's your thought?
San Diego, our complaint last year was that they just had the world's most boring kit. They have such a Southern California crest, and this matches.
Absolutely.
And I like that it's geometric. I like that it's got a little bit of gradient, a little bit of fading.
It has that vibe, like just hanging out at the beach. You got your big...
I think people
baggy
buy
stonewashed
like
jeans
it.
with the perfect hole in the knee.
Mm-hmm.
And there you go. And then Red Stars always come strong in the kit game. I think this is maybe a good segue to the not so good. So again, geometric. Now there's something different about the geometric pattern in this one. Wonderful Chicago sky blue, the red. I like how everything is kind of radiating out of the crest and expanding out. The red trim is nice.
Yeah.
I like how the lines create a movement around the kit that then is also amplified by the overall kind of radiating pattern that's deciphered by the thickness and direction of the lines.
And that was their way, the story of this kit, quote unquote story. Does it have a beginning, middle, and end? I don't think so. But the story of the kit is meant to be like diversity in Chicago. And they did that by making different stripe patterns, although they're all within the same color palette.
Yeah, they're all white stripes. So my thought,
fabric sale,
the kind of in juxtaposition. So good pattern on the fire because it's intentional. It takes into account composition, movement, pattern. Mm-hmm. A lot of these kits, and for me, these were the highlights. The Thorns one, which is just so bad. Houston, North Carolina, and Louisville. These look like, you know the term simulacrum? Do you know what that is?
No, I don't know what that means.
So simulacrum, I think, Derrida or Barth? I don't remember. Grad school was a long time ago. But it's the idea of when you have a image of an image of an image where it gets so far removed from the original, it loses its power and its kind of importance. And to me, it's like geometric patterns, cool. And then we're not going to really think about why they work or how they work, or even if they're good patterns, we're just going to like quick put geometric patterns on. So it looks like generic.
I think
it just looks like generic patterns.
Yeah.
Generic fabric. It's so, they look cheap to me.
Yeah. Here's the one, the only one that I was like, almost gave a pass to was the Louisville. Mm. And this is why.
Because the GE logo is pretty sweet.
GE logo is good. that almost saves it. And also with the Louisville logo has a little bit of harmony. It makes sense. I wondered, would I like this if it's in a different color?
Yeah.
For me.
And last year their kit was very similar, but a little darker.
It was darker.
Yeah.
It was houndstooth. I think it was purple and black or dark, very dark purple. And this is like pastel purple lavender.
Yeah.
And because I don't necessarily have a problem with the diamonds. And I do kind of, I kind of like that they lean into the horse, horsiness of it all. It's meant to represent a horse racing silk. It just doesn't look like silk. It doesn't look expensive. And I don't like that color. Right?
Yeah. And I'm not always a big fan of referencing sports that abuse animals.
But. Fair point. Here's one that
we had some differences because some of these were on my bad.
So Kansas City, the only reason it really makes it onto meh is because I like the color combo and I do think
the blue is nice.
Interesting the way within the red they created a gradient that references the batch.
Okay.
So it doesn't look fabric sale to me. It doesn't look terrible.
There's some intentionality to it. Yeah.
Houston, I mean, it's an orange kit. I'm not offended by it. But it
has that overall, we comment on this a lot, generic hospital lobby vibe.
Yeah.
And then again, they have a medical sponsor, so it feels very bland corporate.
Yeah. Yeah. Courage. Like you said fabric sale. Now I can't unsee it. and I needed to see this Utah kit. I needed to see it in action, in like this person who's wearing it while skiing in order to like it. It has one glaring problem though.
What's that?
The logo sponsor.
America First.
So if it just was lacking that, I think if I was a first season fan, I might get this one.
Why do you have a problem with a term that historically United States is associated with American fascism? Actually, the pro-Nazi U.S. party up to before World War II was called the America First Party.
Yeah, and the people are using it again, resurrecting it. And there's a really fascist-looking bird on this credit union logo. Yeah.
Hey, I think you're reading too much into it.
Pretty picture of mountains, I would get it. Really, I'm just talking myself out of the meh category here.
Well, I think you would have liked it because Kansas City's original sponsor was the January 6th.
Oh,
just the
no.
January 6th.
just that's January 20th. It.
One question. Mm-hmm. The Louisville kit with the green looks really good.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But they don't. Do they wear green?
I don't think so. I think they just wear lavender.
That just shows how much it needed help because in the photo shoot, like, we're going to totally introduce an element that, because that looks good. The green collar on there, that's pretty nice.
That's what it's like wearing a purple sweater, really. That's why That's why it makes the, I'm probably won't buy it, but I'm not mad at it list.
I'm most disappointed in Gotham, I would say, because I do think that they have a strong crest and the potential with their color scheme. Again, it seems like that pattern had nothing to do with the kit, and it was just what was in the roll, and they just cut it to the center shape, and then they're like, there you go.
They've had sashes in the past, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's their thing.
You know, I don't know if you had this experience growing up, but when I was a kid, there were still some parents or moms who would make some clothes for their kids. Mm-hmm. And so, like, in the 80s...
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah. So, like, in the 80s, like, brightly patterned, like, baggy hammer pants or early 90s were really popular. Or remember, you may not remember, but jam shorts, which were kind of Florida themed palm tree pattern shorts, and then also button up shirts. And it seemed like, oh, that's pretty easy. You know why? And this is an era where the idea of spending an excessive amount on kids' clothes was still ridiculous. Now it's the norm. Mm-hmm. So there was always, and sometimes I was part of this as well, there was always the kids who, instead of having like the actual jams,
the homemade jams.
Had the homemade ones, and they were like, you know, the pattern wasn't printed quite as well, like evenly spaced, no movement, kind of boxy. I feel like that WSL just got the homemade kits this year. They're like, oh, patterns are cool. Hey, we can do that. We can do that.
What are the other kids wearing?
Yeah. No, we don't need to spend money on designers. Yeah, we'll go to this.
You're right. We'll go to Joann's. We'll pick something out.
Fine.
Pick out your own fabric.
It's fine. Oh, well.
We would go to Fields Fabric.
But
shout out Fields Fabric.
Not a sponsor. All right. So I think that, quick, straightforward. I think we hit all the points of those kids.
I just wish that they would be better.
I thought they were better last year. Like the one that really sticks out is that really bold Portland one from last year.
And that Red Stars one was great.
Oh, the Red Star one was great too. I wonder if this was like a last minute assignment. They're like, oh no, the WSL kits are due tomorrow. And it's like,
I don't know. There was one photo shoot. The first time I saw the Royals kit, whoever was modeling it had long hair and had it over top the crest. And I was like, who directed this photo shoot?
I was noticing that across the board and every team is no one instructed the players to put the hair behind. So a lot of, on the team sites, a lot of the photos were covered by the hair. Now, was that a mistake or was it intentional?
Well,
were
I
they
thought,
like, you know what, maybe just put all your hair down? Because a lot of them, it's just like you see a little color because a lot of these players have very long hair.
Yeah.
But I noticed that a lot. It wasn't just them. But I also clearly noticed that, like, not just covering the crest, but all the details. So it was like...
It's a little hard to see.
Maybe it was on purpose.
You heard it here first, people. There's
it's a
conspiracy.
Hair-spiracy. It's a hair con. America first. Hair con.
So unfortunate.
That was just a brief review. I look forward to watching those games. And we'll be back later this week. Again, I'm going to wear the same thing. How about you?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, in our other show. And we'll be doing the second part of our Chicago soccer history feature, series, podcasts, tome.
Best-selling novel.
Best-selling novel. 3-act, 14-act play. Poem. I did my
live-action role-play.
Live-action role-play. We're LARPing Chicago soccer history. You heard it here first. I'm a bricklayer.
I'm a lady booter.
Form of the Spanish flu.